With so many variables and so many different approaches, how can you even tell if a college's COVID strategy is working?
It will be challenging to generate a universal, like a leaderboard of how successful the campuses are.
That's Public Health Professor Brian Chen. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, September 16th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a Bloomington manufacturer that's taking a proactive step to help the community contain the coronavirus. More from Eric Stock.
Candy maker Ferrero USA has set up a mobile COVID testing clinic outside its plant in southwest Bloomington through Thursday. It's open to Ferrero employees and the general public. Here's Ferrero's Senior Vice President of North American Operations, Pasquale Giorgio.
It was just in order to encourage the people to be more active in fight the COVID.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is paying for the tests. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says he hopes Ferrero's move to bring COVID testing on site will spur more companies to do the same.
Highlighting this will really get the creative thought processes of all of our businesses flowing and figuring out ways that we can do this in other parts of our community, because certainly testing has got to be a critical portion of whatever we do as we're aggressively combating COVID.
Pasquale Giorgio says Ferrero's Bloomington plant has had three coronavirus cases, which he said were related to holiday travel. He says Ferrero has managed the pandemic relatively well. He says it has staggered employee shifts, changed the production layout, added screens to shield workers, required masks, and restricted travel.
Initially, of course, everyone was concerned, but then we saw that the people realized that the measures were very good. Some people say, well, I feel safer here than home. That's a good statement.
Ferrero has about 350 employees at the Bloomington facility, including about 290 hourly workers involved in production. Ferrero is one of the largest confectionery companies in the U.S. It makes dozens of chocolate and candy brands, including Butterfinger, Baby Ruth, and Nutella. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County reported 37 new coronavirus cases yesterday as the testing positivity rate ticked up slightly. There's been a 35% increase in cases among children since Labor Day. Governor J.B. Pritzker is standing firm with his decision to postpone contact sports at schools this fall. Some are pushing to lift restrictions and let students play. Several Midwestern states have already given the go-ahead. A four-year-old green jobs law is helping local nonprofits get solar power systems for their buildings, including Habitat for Humanity's Restore, Wayman AME Church, the Normal Township Activity and Recreation Center, and Christchurch PCA in Normal. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Comparing college campus COVID numbers can be tricky because of a variety of approaches to testing and reporting data. A lot of Midwestern campuses bear watching, though. Brian Chen is a public health professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield who does that. Speaking with Dana Vollmer, Chen defines what he considers a successful COVID mitigation strategy.
I think the ultimate goal for a successful mitigation of COVID-19 is that all infected people or students can be properly treated, isolated, and quarantined until they have two consecutive PCR tests within 24 hours with the negative results, which means that we have a concrete evidence that there will be no harm to the community. So one would be data-driven early detection of the infection situation on campus. The second would be some proper penalty is related with money, or some students, they may be suspended for their contract in Greek house. The third I would put is that good timing to decide either to take a pause or to go fully remote for the rest of the entire fall 2020 semester.
When we talk about a successful campus reopening, is the most successful university necessarily the one with the lowest number of confirmed cases?
I mean, if we only look at the numbers, I don't think it's fair to for those universities with a larger population and with a more crowded situation. We probably can separate to compare the campuses with the similar level of the threats. That would make more sense to me. Generally speaking, it will be challenging to generate a universal sort of scoring of how successful the campuses are.
Are the universities that were leading in confirmed COVID-19 cases early in the semester likely to continue to be the troubled campuses?
Let me say this. The stage right now is probably just the beginning of the game. Some of the schools take less rigorous effort, and then who knows, eventually they end up with how many cases, and we don't know at this point. So we probably, it will take like more 10 weeks or 12 weeks or the end of this fall semester. Then we will probably have a better idea that, okay, did this strategy work?
So if we just have to kind of wait and see, how should universities be approaching COVID-19 in the meantime?
If we don't know enough about the virus, why not just go for stricter sort of policies? But I understand that it would be really challenging for some large universities, because it's just so many money, resources involving in that. And it's really challenging to come up with a concrete prediction model that which way is the best way to use the money or to use the prevention strategy.
Hear the rest of this interview with UIS Public Health Professor Brian Chen at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the Unit 5 School Board meets tonight at 6:30 at Normal West. On the agenda are contracts with two companies, Skaggle.net and T-Mobile. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.